The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the Sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Double-crossing dames, two-bit heels, cold-blooded killers. That's right, the feverish, fatalistic world of film noir returns to the Cinematheque for another angst-filled August. This year's season features 12 hard-boiled classics, including The Blue Dahlia, Laura, Pick Up on South Street, and DOA. Don't miss the opening night on Friday, August 7th, with live music, a special introduction, and screenings of favorites, This Gun for Hire and Gilda. All ages welcome, 1131 Howe Street. For more info, visit thecinematheque.ca.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Convoy of cultural hegemony, we be. Missing the forest.
funny because I've also done that.
Okay, so one of the first CDs I ever owned, like when I was really young, was Lou Bega.
Has
like so, and that one song, it's like that whole album is actually just like the song that has my name in it is about him having multiple partners all over the world. So it goes, a little bit of Erica by my side, little bit of Rita's all I need. Yeah, so
pretty great.
That's one song. And I guess every song that has America in it, pretty much, my name is in that. So that, I'm guessing that's quite a substantial amount of songs.
That's definitely a lot.
But that song, Lou Bega, stands out the most. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, there's a lot of Eleanor songs, actually.
Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah, that's the one that most people know. The Turtles have an Eleanor song. Franz Ferdinand, or however you say his last name.
Ferdinand. Franz Ferdinand was the Archduke of Austria. So that's not actually their name. They were named after, and that's the person who was assassinated, and that's how World War II started. Yeah, Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Interesting.
So it's not actually one of their names. It's a historical name after.
I didn't.
You said their name. And I didn't
know
if that's what you meant.
The band name. Gosh.
Okay, anyway. Trivia.
Yeah.
It's good to know some random
and
facts.
You know what's funny, too, is it's kind of a really funny conversation because I was thinking about this because of, like, names and songs. Something that we're going to play later is something from The Odds' new album, and their most recent album is called Names, and all the tracks are just names of people. So I wonder how I would feel if, like, at this point, somebody I knew in a band made a song and it was just my name.
I think that's really cool. And then it says, like, I saw an exclaim and where they were streaming their first song called John, that each, like, the names are either like people that they wish they never met or like people they wish they'd met earlier or something. And then there's one more category that they have of the people.
It's like people they dated, people they wish they never dated, and people they wish they never met or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Yeah,
and it's pretty honest. It's really putting your heart on your sleeve, and I feel like that's kind of how the Oz do their thing a little bit.
Truly.
And Davina, the composer of that music. Cool. All right, well, we're gonna progress. We're gonna play this musician that I found. It's spelt O-O-R, or it's a Norwegian word, I think. But it's under this, like, on Bandcamp it says CBMC, which stands for Cyberbully Mom Club. So I think OR is under the, like, project of Cyberbully Mom Club. The actual name of the person is Shari Heck, and it's very much so before bed music, and that's what it says. So this song is called Peach to a Peach.
Always, always, always. We've got something to say. hard to settle down on the stairs, on the couch, on the ground. Oh, my love, you're nothing but found. And look at you now.
Yo, yo, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Yeah.
Just chilling. Yay.
Just playing music and stuff. That song you just heard was called Itching Around by Shanna Cleveland and the Sandcastles. She's one of the members of... Lelouz. I guess she's like one of the main mastermind people.
I think she writes most of their stuff.
Yeah.
Nelly and I interviewed them last year, and I remember them talking about their process and saying she kind of brings the skeleton of the song, and mm-hmm. then they all work into it, but which makes a lot of sense. She seems very prolific, given that she has this whole side project that's really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, so. She rocks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It reminds me of like what I grew up with was like Amanda Marshall and Jan Arden, but it has like elements of it in,
oh, totally.
Her, in her music. So when I was listening to it, when you told me to listen to it, I was like, whoa, mm-hmm. this is super, reminds me of my youth.
Yeah.
Like young youth. Yeah.
BB Styles. Mm-hmm. It's got a really beautiful music video too for it that kind of is like stop motion-y, but it's real people, like it's not like cartoons. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah,
it's really pretty.
It just came out, this the music video, I think, but the song has existed for a bit.
Yeah, the album, it's off of, called Old Man Cover the Ground, came out earlier this year. So
ooh, and then before that we played Kinda Bad by Francesca Belcourt off of her new album that just came out on the 20th of August. It's called Zongs. We had her on our show once upon a time with Soledad Minos of Gennaro Sound, which is a sound label for female-identified electronic musicians. Super stoked that finally this came out, because I remember when we had them on our show, which was like in April or whatever that was, and they were like, yeah, it's coming out pretty soon, and then it kept getting pushed back, but now it's awesome, and it's out, and it's beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and I highly suggest checking her out. And there is a release... double tape launch with Stefana Fertila this weekend, tomorrow at 9 p.m. at Interurban Art Gallery, which is downtown. The event is free, and I would highly suggest checking it out and checking them out.
Grabbing some tapes.
Great local FemCon electronic music as well, just generally clean, beautiful electronic music. So I highly suggest going to that. And yeah, and then before that, we had played Ur, and the song is Peach to a Peach off of the album Ur. And Ur is spelled O-O-R, and there's a little accent on the first O. Yeah.
Ur.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. So what do you think else?
I think a lot of things, but right now I think that we should tell people what FemCon is, as we do every week, because it's important.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely is important.
For sure, bud. Yeah.
No. Okay, well.
No. Yeah, so every week we play entirely FemCon on our show, which basically means that all the songs that we play fulfill this category that is known as FemCon. And in order for a piece of music to be considered FemCon, you have to check off two of four categories. And the first two are that the music was composed by someone who identifies as female, and that someone who identifies as female also wrote the lyrics. And what are the other two, Erica?
Holy, it's hard to do it in that fragmented way.
I know, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
So the other two, I was trying to include you, and then I realized that was kind of unfair.
Because it's, yeah.
The other two are that a woman produced the music and that she performed it.
There you go.
Yeah. Whoa. So that's what we play to try to tackle the fact that we still don't have equal representation between genders in the music industry and in what we see in our public sphere and in the media and what is popularized, despite the fact that there are tons and tons and tons of people of all types making music.
And between genders doesn't mean that we think that the gender is a binary.
Totally.
I just want to clarify that part. We mean just generally in terms of the male and female genders, and other ones in general. Anybody, marginalized gender minorities.
Experiences. Yeah.
So that's what we focus on this show, and that is what we play. So we're going to come along and play some awesome, inspiring, you know, women's power to the people kind of music from a favorite, Childbirth. They are, one of the members is also a member of Chastity Belt, Julia Shapiro, and this song came out a few days ago, 2 days ago. What day is it today? Yeah, 2 days ago. And it's called Let's Be Bad, and I think that
it's really funny.
It's very relatable. So here it is.
Let's Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Estorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
Hey, what's up?
You're listening to FM Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
That was pretty cute.
Sometimes.
That song you just heard was by our pals. They're called The Oz, and that song is called Andrew, off of their album called Names that just came out.
Dropped today, people. Don't so sleep. So get dope. On the internet and hook that shit up.
Whoa. Okay. Do it if you want. Before that, I played Patches by a band called Jawbreaker Reunion, and they're from Annandale on Hudson, New York State. They were featured on the La Salle Volume 2 compilation. Pretty great. They reminded me of the Oz, actually, so hence the connection there. And prior to that, we played Let's Be Bad by Childbirth. Let's just be bad.
Let's Ooh. Be bad.
Ooh.
Totally.
Yeah. Feeling good, feeling hot. Davina will be back from Germany in September for a little bit, so if you like the Oz, keep your ears and eyes open.
Your Oz open.
Keep your Oz open.
And yeah, check out their show. I'm sure it will be great.
Yeah, I highly suggest that. Eleanor, any commentary on today or at this moment? It's 1:41. Any comments on that?
Any comments on that? Well, we have about 20 minutes left. It's crazy to me. You just said it's like September. Like if she'll be back in September, and I'm realizing that the summer is almost over.
Oh yeah, it's like over pretty much.
I mean,
also for those of you who tune in on a regular basis, I won't be here next week. I'll be in Montreal.
Tragedy.
But it's okay. But I'll give you a shout maybe from MTL and say hey.
We're gonna have I'm not gonna be abandoned, which is nice. We're gonna have a local band swim team live on the show.
I don't even want to speak about this matter because it's so dope that, like, our homies are going to be here doing their thing, and they're so good.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to tune in. I'm really excited, so I would suggest holding on to that Femme Concept train and just keep riding.
Yeah.
Eleanor said something really great earlier, which was TGIF. Thank God it's Femme Concept.
Tring.
We're going to use that forever.
Probably.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, thank God it's Friday, but also that means it's Femme Concept.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Couldn't have said it better.
There you go.
All right. So we're going to progress and play some more tunes. This next song is also from the Lasai Volume 2. And the song is called Beach Walking, and it's by the band Grrr.
Beach walking.
Union Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Events and Straight Records. That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
On August 22nd, What's Wrong Tohei is celebrating the release of their new album, Bruce. Join them in the cabaret room of the Emerald Supper Club and Cocktail Lounge as they perform with special guests. Cover is $10 and the show starts at 10 p.m. So come on down to 555 Gore Avenue in historic Chinatown on Saturday, August 22nd.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
So crazy. What's up?
Hello.
This is Femme Concept. That is Erica.
Hi.
I'm Eleanor. We're almost at the end, so we are a little funny.
Yeah.
As you per know, usual, but live. We're always a little funny.
Yeah, a little bit. Live material is always, you never know what's going to happen.
Hmm? You never
Life
know.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Sometimes it's a nasty cherry cream.
Oh. Oh my gosh, yeah. Or sometimes you think that's totally the salted caramel one, and then it's totally not.
Yeah, it's true.
Especially the cream fruit ones. Like, thanks for nothing.
You just gotta take it as
accurate,
it comes, though.
Sometimes
it's in your mouth, and you just are like, well, I'm not gonna spit it out.
Take it as it comes. Or you do spit it out if it's super gnarls, because there are some in there that are just genuinely... shit.
I'm thinking of this applying to life still, and this is getting pretty
yeah
deep.
But then you do get the caramel ones, but those are few and far between, like the really dang good ones. Like,
when you gotta treasure them when they come along.
Yeah, you gotta treasure those and really close your eyes and just sit in that moment of that chocolate. So I guess that's pretty accurate in terms of life.
Are the chocolates the people?
I think they're
in general,
I think they're experiences.
Yes.
And it just so happens that most of them are shitty and creamy.
Anywho. Wisdom from Femme Concept.
Wisdom from Forrest Gump, but adopted by Femme Concept.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So that song you just heard was called Night Before by the band TV Ugly, who are also some of our friendies. They are going on tour, and they're having their tour kickoff tonight at the Astoria. Super exciting. Go check them out. They're so fun. They're so awesome. Members of the Oz, members of Supermoon,
members of TV Ugly.
Well, they are
TV
Ugly.
Dumb. That's what I was
members
thinking.
Of Dumb. Yep. Definitely highly suggest checking out the Astoria this evening to see that.
Yeah,
stuff.
And you can cop a copy of their tape, which is Sparkly Cassette, which is amazing.
Bless.
And they have t-shirts that have Ross Geller from Friends on it.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to buy one. That's
yeah,
awesome.
And all of that will, of course, go towards helping them to tour, which, you know, you can drop $5 on that. It's
totally,
not a big deal.
Totally. Highly suggest it.
Mm-hmm.
Good cause, you know?
And there's some other great bands playing with them as well.
Yeah. Before that, we played Las Robertas. I bet you roll the R. Las Robertas.
Nice.
And the song's called The Feel from The Feel. They are a band from Costa Rica. And before that was Grr with the song Beach Walking.
That was a great one. I
like
that one.
Real, real nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're almost done here. 1:55 and stuff.
And stuff.
I'm going to be out of the Femme Concept train for a little bit, but I'll be coming back with many, many stories, I'm
sure.
You're
only missing one show, right?
Just one show, I think, hopefully.
Yeah, you come back on the Thursday.
Yeah, September 3rd. So hopefully I'm going to see Nancy Pants, which is a Vancouver a fave of ours on Femme Concept. So I'll bring back some music for the show on September 4th.
Sick.
And share all the knowledge I've acquired in my adventures. Yay. To finish this wonderful show, we're going to outro with Diane, Vancouver band.
They're playing with TV Ugly tonight.
Ooh.
Very exciting.
Check it out. And then we're also going to play Deadbeat Poet Society before we truly leave. But don't tune out, because Radio Zero is coming up next with Cam and Tyler for an hour and a half. And then at 5 p.m. is Nardwar, the Human Serviette.
3:30 p.m.
3:30 p.m. What did I say?
5.
No, I'm saying Nardwar's at 5.
Nardwar's at 3:30.
Oh, okay. I think I'm getting confused with the news.
A little bit.
Because that doesn't happen right now, but it does during the school year.
Yeah.
So Nardwar's at 3:30.
Till 5.
Till 5.
Makes sense.
And then stuff after that. You'll just have to tune in to figure out what it is. Because even I don't know, apparently. Just been doing this show for 10 months or whatever it is. Anyway, well, enjoy your Friday. Have fun. And summer's almost over, so live it up. Go dip in the ocean and practice gratitude.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. So here is Diane. And the song we're going to play is called Agoraphobia.
Strings around.